Stephen Thomas of Milwaukee has elevated levels of lead in his blood. Lead paint has been banned for about 30 years in the U.S., but it's still found in many older dwellings. Instead of going after landlords, Thomas and his attorneys had taken several former makers of lead paint and lead pigment to circuit court in the state's first major personal injury case that made use of a risk contribution concept allowed by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. In other words, Thomas was not trying to prove which manufacturer's lead he had ingested. A Milwaukee jury has found that Thomas did take in lead, but that it did not harm him. Attorney Scott Smith represented one of the defendants, Millennium Holdings. Smith contends Thomas was no worse off than other people from the era before lead paint was banned.
Many of us grew up with levels of that in our bodies, and we all turned out fine. So I think the jury certainly heard that evidence, had the opportunity to weigh that, and found that Mr. Thomas had not been injured.
Smith says the jury didn't have to get around to the risk contribution issue, but contends the evidence presented at the trial would have left Millennium Holdings in good shape. Thomas's attorney, Peter Earle, says since the jury didn't decide the defendant's alleged negligence, the risk issue is not settled.
Well, I think it's way premature for the pigment manufacturers to be celebrating. I think that there are a number of significant appellate issues in this verdict in terms of how the case was defined for the jury.
Earl says he's got 35 other lead cases pending in Milwaukee County. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.